Exercises 5 and 6, page 16. Speaker 1.
My friends laugh at me and say my phone never leaves my hands. Really, I don't know what I'd do without it. I have hundreds of photos on it. That's what is so important to me. It's like I carry around my whole life in my back pocket. My family, my best friends, my favorite places, and lots of fun times I've shared with them. I'm not like other people who spend hours online or texting friends. Oh, I do that too a little, but I mostly like to take photos.
Speaker 2.
You see this watch? Yes, it's nothing special. It doesn't look expensive, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't. It's just a watch, nothing fancy about it. It works great. I mean, it tells the time, but that's all it does. I don't need a smartwatch. I have my phone for all those other things. Camera, internet, games, and all that. Yes, I know the time is on my phone, but this watch was a gift, a birthday gift from my favorite aunt. She moved abroad 2 years ago. I wear it to remind me of her.
Speaker 3.
I don't carry a wallet. I got this amazing credit card holder online. It's really slim and I can put all my cards in it. I only have one credit card, but I've got my debit card in it and my driver's license and some other cards. I don't carry cash. Who needs it? This is so easy. It just slips in my front pocket. You can't even see it's there, and I don't have to worry about someone stealing my wallet from my back pocket. That happened to a friend of mine.
Speaker 4.
I never go anywhere without my tablet. It's not that big, so it fits right into my handbag. It's my computer. I use it for almost everything that I use my laptop for. I have a laptop, but it's either at home or at the office. I like to use the tablet when I am in transit or when I'm chilling out in a cafe. It wasn't cheap, so I'm really careful with it. It's either in my hands or my handbag, which stays on my shoulder. I don't want it to get stolen.
Speaker 5.
I got this necklace from my best friend before he moved away. It's truly unique, and I get lots of compliments on it. It looks more like something out of a sci-fi film than a necklace. My friend made it himself. He actually made two, one for me and one for him. I really like it, but I have to be careful with it because I've lost it twice. He's coming to visit me next week, and I'd feel embarrassed and sad if I had to tell him I didn't have mine anymore.